Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. Welcome to Alaska Live. I'm your host. I'm Lori Neufeld. Here at the KUAC studios, it's Ukulele Russ and the Fairbanks All-Stars. Thanks for joining me, you guys.
Thank you. Greetings and salutations.
Greetings and salutations. You even, you've worn your sunglasses at night.
It's bright in here, underneath the big lights of KUAC.
It can be bright in here, so as long as you can see to play, we're good to go.
And I think
you have to look at your hands to play. You're quite practiced.
I look
at this.
Less creepy with the glasses on.
Oh, okay.
Then I see that there's cameras here. So.
That's right. Well, hey, what's first on the set list?
Oh well, I guess we'll do it about these two farm animals, folks. The sexiest of all farm animals, the brown chicken, brown cow. Next time you catch two people making love, start telling them about the sexiest of all farm animals. You go, brown chicken, brown cow, come on. Children, let's do it. Who's the sexiest farm animals all around? Yeah. Who's the sexiest farm animals in this two-horse town? Brown chicken, brown cow every day. Yeah. Hear him squawking and popping coming round the way. I pick a brown chicken. Bow, bow, I pick a brown cow, yeah. Ooh, pick a brown chicken. Bow, bow, I pick a brown cow, yeah. Ooh, look at that sexy potty, yeah. Oh, look at them sexy clothes. Chicken laying an egg. It always starts off soft and sensual, like kind of sassy. And it starts off low, like. And then you hear it start to crown slowly. No, he's not drowning. It's a chicken.
Know that song to be able to groove to it. I bet you really move a dance floor with that song.
Sometimes when people show up. Yeah. We play for some of the finest tables and chairs across this great state.
And
because Jeremiah's in the band.
Do chickens ever show up at your gig?
No.
You've never had chicken
shawarma? I'm waiting.
Yeah. There is a band called Brown Chicken Brown Cow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They probably beat us to it.
Well, no, I don't know.
Yeah, they probably still took it from somebody else. It's brown chicken, brown cow. Somebody had to come up with that. All good ideas have been come up with already, like that.
But that is your song. That is a phrase put into your song.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Great. Ukulele Russ and the Fairbanks All-Stars join me here for Alaska Live on KUAC. And the All-Stars are Frank Gamboa on sax, Jeremiah Bakken bass, and Anthony Smith drums. You really do have the All-Stars here at the studio.
They've chosen me. Actually, I was an affirmative action hire in this band, and I'm happy. I'm very happy. They're all about America, as you can see.
Yes.
Yes. Education and...
They
the dream.
Some of them even play. I know Frank sometimes sits in with the community band, so you're doing your community service there on sax. And Jeremiah, do you teach lessons sometimes?
Sometimes.
He's the bass player for Sweating Honey. He's kind of a big deal in this town.
Jeremiah's kind of a big deal. He is the bass player for Sweating
Honey.
They
call him the
Bakken. And Sweating Honey just had a gig kind of recently, and boy, there are a lot of people there.
Yeah. Kind of the opposite of what happens to us. It's beautiful.
Well, there's plenty of times to catch you here in Fairbanks.
Yes, there's a lot of times.
You play some gigs.
Many. Yes.
You play some gigs. What is your next gig that you're playing?
The next gig is actually on Friday. We'll be at the Arctic Fox. They've rebranded. They're no longer the Arctic Bar. They are the Arctic Fox.
Right.
Yes, it's very multicultural there now. It's very nice.
Did they cut out smoking now with their new name?
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
No. The smoking continues. America.
Uh-huh. You'll just be breathing that in the whole time. I bet Frank, who plays the saxophone, really enjoys that. Uh-huh.
It's fantastic, yes. That's the smell of freedom.
I had no idea.
And cigarettes.
Yeah. I had no idea that they had rebranded to the Arctic Fox.
And then on Friday, we're doing a company party for GCI, and then we'll be playing at the Marlin in the evening.
All right.
Yeah, we're in town. Yes, we play a lot, and we're here.
And the fair is going on.
And
are you playing at the fair?
I am not playing at the fair.
Not this year, but
no,
you have,
no. I have in the past,
definitely
yes.
done that in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Were you part of the Summer Fairbanks
Arts
Festival?
Yes, I was part of the Summer Arts Festival. I got to be part of the American Roots program. It was my third time, so it was really fun. And I got to teach a beginners and an intermediate ukulele class and then perform with a bunch of the artists. It was great.
It is a great time in the summertime, midsummer, to take 2 weeks and take classes, whether you're a beginner, intermediate, or advanced. So have you had some ukulele students all 3 years this?
I've had a couple repeat, but not too many. Yeah. No, hopefully they got what I was talking about and they don't have to come back. I don't want to see you again. That means I did something right.
Well, no. You're never going to get to come back if you don't ask them.
I know. I would like them to come back. They're all very nice. I had a blast every time I've done it. The people have been so great. And it's really cool to do something like that in my own community because I'm always on the road and stuff. So it's fun to be able to do other than just playing at the bars.
Excellent.
Children.
Your band, they're Misbehaviors.
Yes.
For those of you out in Radio Land, the drummer just keeps reaching out with his drumsticks to. He's
fondle. I'd say fondle is
poor
the right.
Poor Jeremiah, the bass player, verb. Is within reach. Within reach.
We can't really blame him. He's wearing a shirt with toast on it.
Everybody likes toast. What's next?
We'll powdered get
the
toast, man.
We should put the drummer to work so he, you know, so Anthony leaves Jeremiah alone.
We got to put him to work.
We got to put him to work.
I don't care. tonight, yeah. Whatever below out there with the frogs, but better be watertight. Tell me something once, girl. Better make it twice when I say it's a frog's foot. Baby, it's a watertight. The data has been collected, and your opinion means absolutely nothing.
It's water time. Oh, yeah.
Ukulele Russ and the Fairbanks All-Stars. We've covered the avian. We've covered the amphibian.
Yes, we're doing animal
now,
theme.
And it's animal theme.
Let's go to mammals. We're switching to mammals because the mammals are the Alaskan thing, you know.
Well, yeah, there are one or two species of frogs.
It's true.
Yeah.
Many species of bird.
Many species of bird. And
fowl, if you will.
People keep chickens here because you can usually get fresh eggs year-round. They slow down a bit in the winter.
With a light. You need some light for them.
They do need some light.
Need a little lamp.
Yeah.
America? Yeah. Very good. Still good, guys? Very good? All right.
Yeah.
Things are still good.
They're good.
I gotta keep asking.
There's a lot of sound coming from just the four of you.
There's four
great.
Of us. Yes.
There's just four of you. And you've been playing together for a little while now.
A couple years now. Yeah. It's been long. It seems like a lot longer. It's like a bad relationship with a girl, you know, that's on the verge of breaking up at any moment. That's what this band is like.
But people still see you
keep going back to it every time.
And people still see you as, oh, yeah, they're good together.
They're all right. Yeah. Frank's really the band. Yeah. Like I said, I was an affirmative action hire in this band. And so I'm just pleased that they'll stoop as low to work with me. Yeah. I play ukulele. They call it a child's toy all the time to me, but.
Oh, yeah, I did hear them saying that before we started in on the show.
They could bring me up before the show, you know.
Is that your only ukulele that you play? Because it's got a nice worn spot where your thumb keeps hitting it.
No, this is my sponsor at Far North Ukuleles, which is actually Hokukano Ranch Ukuleles over in the Big Island.
Uh-huh.
It's a Fairbanks guy that builds ukuleles half the year on the island and comes here and builds them. Tom Parse over on Farmer's Loop. And this is my ukulele Russ model. I have the headstock so I could carry it like a six-pack.
So I told him.
Oh, it has two little finger holes there, built for you.
Built just for me.
Uh-huh.
He measured my fingers and everything.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he really?
It was perfect.
Oh, that is perfect.
He's such a great guy.
And so he spends half of his year here in Fairbanks and half of his year on the Big
Island.
Excuse me
for a moment. What's so funny? You want to share it with the rest of us? You want to share it with the class?
Focus.
Jeez,
focus.
Guys.
Leave the back of the class and the back of the
class.
It's
hard.
I know it is.
I feel like I'm a substitute teacher and nobody has respect for me.
Oh, you got to put your blinders on. That's why you're wearing the sunglasses,
Russ.
That's
right. So I can try to not look at them.
I know.
My soul dies a little bit every time I look at them.
Well, it's a beautiful, you've been wearing it.
I have a whole worn down here. Yeah, I have a lot of hours on this. I got this about 3 years ago. He built it for me, 3.5 years ago. So, and he keeps asking me, do you want me to buff that out? No. Put some more finish on
there.
I'm like, no! It's my badge of honor.
You've worked really hard for that.
Yeah, this is my crud. It takes a lot of hours to put crud like this on an instrument.
Does Willie Nelson get trigger redone when he's put holes in it? I don't think so.
No. A little pledge, it's good to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of good to go.
Good to go. We're on mammals now.
Are we moving to mammals?
We're moving to mammals. And everybody knows out there, there's a lot of bears. I was charged by a bear last month. It's good to be alive.
Were you charged by a grizzly?
Yes, a grizzly bear up in the Alaska ranch. Yeah. It was
thrilling.
It's thrilling, yes. And my Sheltie ran right at it.
Oh, what?
And everybody's seen a Sheltie. Ran off today and decided that he'd let me follow him for 3 miles up the trail and then disappear. So, hey, bears, if you're listening out there, there's a tasty treat out there. If you'd like to just...
A little mini collie
Sheltie. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I hope that he gets home, but we'll see. You know, he's on his own now.
He'll get home.
Rawr. They're doing... Okay, so here we go. I'm just worried about the bears, because he's dumb. He'll run right towards a bear, because he's like, oh, fuzzy. It's not Russ. Are you up in your bear safety techniques, Alaska? Well, we're here to inform you. There's specific ways to deal with each bear. And don't think bear spray is always going to protect you, because it is a bear deterrent, not bear protection. Those are two different things, folks. It's all about the verbiage. Here we go. Because the bears are angry. We have indoor plumbing. Well, some of us do. And they're stuck doing it out in the woods. Like they always have been doing. Because they don't have opposable thumbs. Too bad, bears. Here we go. If the bear scat in the woods, not because he wants to. Just because he has to. Because of you. Does a bear scat in the woods, not cause he wants to, just cause he has to, because of you. What you gonna do, when a bear's bearing down on you? Now we have three types of bears here in Alaska. We'll start with the most ornery bears, the black bear. Oh yeah, here we go. If it's a black bear, no need to be scared unless it's coming at you swinging his head. See its cubs hanging round, it'll probably want you dead. And don't offer false charge, gonna come at you, I probably shouldn't play dead. So, pick up a stick and act real slick and get ready to defend your life. You should have thought twice and brought your gun. Alaska can be less fun. All alone without a gun. If the bear is brown, stand your ground. Don't look it in the eyes. It might come charging at you, yeah. But most of the time it's telling lies. You got no shotgun, things would be less fun when it goes for the attack. So get on the ground and play dead real quick and don't get on your back. It's your life. You should have thought twice and brought your gun. It's about as gangster as you can get. Cause you don't bring a knife to a gunfight. It's like no gun when you're caught in a bear fight, yeah. You're not a bear, yeah. You best be scared
unless you brought your gun.
Alaska can be less fun, all alone with a Sheltie without a gun. That's no fun. Oh, give me some of my Frank. Shotgun things will be less fun. Pull your trigger anyhow. If you are weaponless, just got your two fists. There's only one way out. Get a running start and scream like a tart and jump right in its mouth. Cause you're dead, just like I said. You should have brought your gun. Alaska can be less fun. All alone without a gun. Alone without a gun.
It's like the public service announcement of bear songs.
It's true.
How to...
That's what I was looking at. I was trying to find a niche market.
Right. Tell people how to act around the black bear, the grizzly bear, and the polar bear.
That's right.
Ooh, that's
no
the
subspecies.
Scariest.
But they all fall into one of those categories.
Right, because we, I don't know if any of us have really seen the polar bear, grizzly bear, you know, mix yet. But
no.
I hear they're out there.
They're
Yeah.
The powders of...
Coming around.
They have super electric powers and stuff. No. You've seen the movie. Oh, powder. We can continue with mammals. We have one more mammal song.
Oh, yeah, you have more mammals?
Yep.
I think we need to hear from one more mammal song then.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
These guys are all confused. What?
They know which one it is.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Okay. There we go.
Beavers?
Yes. No. The most dangerous animal of the Alaskan wild. The carnivorous moose. He's looking for food. Carnivorous moose. He happens on you, yeah. What you gonna do? You think you'll run away?
Oh, he's gonna catch you for sure.
He stalked a long damn way for a nibble or more. He's looking for food. Carnivorous moose. He's looking for food. Carnivorous moose. Carnivorous moose. Carnivorous moose. Think you use your bear spray? Better think again. Cause that stuff is useless in a strong headwind. You think you'll run away? He's gonna get you for sure. Stomp you all damn day. Up for a nibble or more. Yeah, he's looking for food. Carnivorous mouse. He's looking for food. Carnivorous mouse. He's looking for food. Yeah. Carnivorous mouse. He's looking for food, yeah.
bass line made it super scary and cool, though. I think that's the first time I've ever heard that song.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yep.
They did look a little clueless when you're calling out the last mammal song.
Yes.
Mammals, more mammals, I don't know. Like tigers and panthers, oh my.
Carnivorous moose, that's a new mammal I think you made up.
No, they're real. But the fangs are superficial.
Oh, right.
They're just there. They don't really do anything. Because it stomps its prey.
Mm-hmm. Well, we all know that moose, you run away from because they will stomp you.
Yes.
They will hurt you.
I've been charged twice now, and it's no fun.
Did you run?
I jumped behind a tree after going, no. I was thinking, I'm going to have to shoot a cow. I'm going to have to, it was during moose season last year. I'm going to have to, no. And I jumped into a creek and.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got away.
You got away? Live to tell about it.
Yeah, I go hunting with some of my older friends in Cantwell. I'm the kid. Uh-huh. On the trip, I'm 32, and they're like, okay, well, I'm going to go over here on the four-wheeler. Guy over here is going to go over the tree stand on the other side of the woods there, and you're going to go through the crap and push him towards us.
And you're going to hike with everything.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, and they want me to push the moose towards them.
Because you're young.
Yeah, because I'm young, strapping 32-year-old kid. Yep. Well, it's a learning experience. No, it's good. It's good. I've learned so much from them over the last 5 years, and great guys. I like going down to Unit 13.
It's beautiful down there, too.
Cantwell's really a great place.
It really is gorgeous. Is the Cantwell Festival going on again this year?
They just did it.
Oh, okay.
They did it at the end of July. It was the 24th and 25th,
I think. You play that?
I got booked for something else, and they hadn't planned the date yet, and it was just...
I hear you.
It happens. Very sad.
I know. That's why we planned this date way back when. We already had booked this winter, I think. Speaking of winter, last time you were here on Alaska Live, Ukulele Russ, I think I remember you sitting here in bunny boots, a headlamp.
Yeah, a wool hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was ready.
Yeah. And you were just the solo Ukulele Russ. Mm-hmm. And this time you've got the Fairbanks All-Stars. So you've brought an amp for the ukulele, which is really fun, too, because it's got some, it sounds like some reverb and some effects.
Yeah, a little reverb in there, yeah.
Nice.
Keeping it simple. You know, I don't want to add too much to it, but sometimes I do, like, phaser and stuff, and they hate it. The guys hate it, and they make that noise and stuff, yeah.
At some gigs,
Korg,
do you have...
Korg. You know, because
at some gigs, do you even have, like, the set of pedals?
I've been doing a lot of looping lately at my solo gigs. I have a big looper pedal, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I can't afford to have these guys, you know, bad economic times. You know, you can't always have the band. Can't always have the extra sauce. Sometimes you just get the patty.
They have day jobs, too, you know? They're not always available.
They do.
Well, I don't know if all of them do, but I know some
of
them
do.
Yeah.
One installs conduit, one sells conduit, and the other guy fixes locks.
Yeah.
There we go. We're like the A-team of bands.
And you live out in the woods and write ukulele songs.
Yeah, I guess if you could call them ukulele songs. Yeah, see, thanks. Thanks. Children.
Well,
I'm going to assign seats on this bus. I'm going to assign seats in a moment.
It is hard to keep all-stars. You have named them all-stars. You know what you've done. You know what you've done.
My new band's going to be called the Subpars.
Yeah, see? Then they'd sit and behave.
Maybe one day.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. So, living in Fairbanks. In the winter, with no running water, one of the hardest things to do, I find, other than hauling water and going outside to do my business, is laundry. Thank you.
airbags, yeah. 40 below, even more, yeah. Get them corners together. Head on down to the college corner laundry store. Unless you want a pink tank top. Shade of pink that just won't stop. Unless you want a pink tank top. Better separate them whites from the reds. Oh, 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 yeah, Frankie.
Definitely relate. I've been there. No running water. Have to go to town because it's the day to do laundry, and it's 50
and
below.
It takes a day. It takes a whole day.
And the propane dryers at the laundromat will not work at that cold.
You should have checked it. You had to put your hand on there and wait. And if it doesn't get warm, we'll refund you. But if you don't do that.
Oh, I've been through this. I have been through this.
Your laundry just freezes in there instead of getting dry.
Thanks for turning my laundry into a cement block. Yes. That's already the wrong shape to get out of the dryer. To bring an ice pick with you. Two of these guys have running water, so they don't.
No, you can go over to their house and do laundry.
Oh, I'm not going to North Pole. I'll tell you much. I'm not going over there. Well, I do. I like candy canes.
You know, it is something that people take for granted, I think, that live in maybe Hawaii, that they can put their laundry out to dry.
I never understood it because you see people here like all the old videos of people being out in the bush and they just have the laundry hanging up and it's like stiff as a board and frozen. I'm like, how's that? Does it actually get a little drier when you do that? Or
well, it must because it's very dry outside.
Yeah, it's very dry outside.
When it's that cold.
It's kind of like when you roll a wet beaver into the snow to get all the moisture out of its fur.
Right.
That's what trappers do because the snow's so dry.
It dries things off.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that does make sense then. You learn something new every day, folks.
So next time the propane won't work for the dryers, just roll your stuff in the snow.
That's what I'm going to do. Yeah, sounds like a great idea. Right out in front of the laundromat.
Yeah.
It's really clean there.
It's really clean.
Yeah, the snow's the cleanest there.
It's perfect.
Yep.
Some gravel out there, too.
We live in this beautiful city by the river. I think Michael Stackhouse said it best when he said, "The city by the river where the banks is fair. No matter how far I go, doesn't matter how much ice and snow, I always think of Fairbanks. Sorry, North Pole." Sometimes I feel like a song sounds like call waiting for Bank of America. Your call is very important to us. You're 6 callers back with the average wait time of 19.2 minutes. We would love hanging on to all your money and charge you all these weird fees you don't even know are coming out of nowhere. Bank of America. Bank of Alaska. I don't know. Fairbanks, here we go. 6 months of ice and snow. Days on end and 40 below. Weeks where the sun barely meets the sky. And I never ask myself why. Cause I know, no matter how far I go, at the end I've done mine.
far I go at the end of the night after my show. Whoa, whoa, a city by the river where the banks is fair. 6 months when the sun circles the sky. I sit back and drink my beer. I look up and I wonder why. Why can't I just stare all day till the winter and the sun leads me away? And I know no matter how far I go, at the end of the night, after my show, whoa, a city by the river where the banks is fair. I said, so no matter how far I go, at the end of the night, after my show, whoa.
Place to live, but it does ruin you to live anywhere else.
Oh, it's like your love song to Fairbanks.
I love you, Fairbanks.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
And I've heard, it's okay, I turned it down enough that it was slightly obnoxious, but not over the top.
No, that's good.
Yeah. That song you can do when you're doing your solo act, but man, it sounds really good with your all-stars here. It's Ukulele Russ and the Fairbanks All-Stars on KUAC's Alaska Live. This is KUAC 89.9 FM and KUAC HD Fairbanks. It is so nice to have you here. I don't know why I feel like it should be winter time when you're here.
I know. It seems like that's the way it's been.
Yeah, because I think of, the ukulele, it's going to make us all happy in the middle of winter. And
well, summer just depresses people. No, I'm sorry. That's why we have Frank in the band. There's a smile to everyone's face.
Right. And it's starting to get dark now, and there's a chill in the air at times. Have you started a fire at your cabin yet?
We were talking about it today.
Where, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was hunting in Cantwell on the 10th, and it was sideways rain, and I was underneath a tarp going, tarps are the greatest invention in the world. It was horrible, but it was a successful time, so it was good. It was good, but wow, it was horrible. I wanted a wood stove right then, I'll tell you that much.
But you have meat in the freezer now, and that's great.
That's good.
It takes some pain to do that sometimes.
Oh, yes.
Those mammals and amphibians and avians, they all live out there year-round.
Yeah, I know.
Some of them do migrate away.
And they move when it's horrible weather. That's when they get going. They're like, I'm not laying down in this. And they just keep moving. It's like, I feel bad for them, but then I have respect at the same time that they can actually survive out there.
It's one of the reasons why we keep the bird feeder very full, too, because it's lovely to see the chickadees.
I would have a bird feeder, but I have a cat.
Oh,
yeah,
that'd just
there would be
the
no more birds
feeder.
Within like a couple acres. He's already destroyed everything. And he thinks I want the carcasses. I don't. I don't want them. Dave, are you listening? I left the radio on. His name's Dave. Dave, no more.
Dave loves you and wants to bring you gifts.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
He's a good guy. We rescued him from a cat rescue here in town.
Oh, really?
Yeah. His name was Lasagna. Not cool.
Oh, that's some Garfield.
Dave.
So 80s.
Captain Danger Dave Wilcox.
That's good.
That's his full name.
And cats, they probably don't really care what their names are.
No, but he answers to it. So, that works.
Nice. Very good. So you're a household of a couple dogs, couple cats?
Couple dogs, a cat.
A cat.
And my wife, yes. Mm-hmm. And I, 16 by 20. Six years now. Been in that cabin. Yeah.
Did you build the cabin?
No, I'm building a house right now, but I rent a cabin where I live.
You're building a house.
I'm building a house.
That's the Alaska dream right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm building a house. Yep. 24 by 32.
Moving on up.
Moving on up.
Will it have any sort of running water
system? We have a leach field.
Okay.
So no solids. So yeah, dishwasher, washing machine, sink.
No more going to the laundromat.
Yeah. I'm going to have a urinal in my house. Who People has one? Nobody.
People do that.
I've never seen it before. It'll be like a conversation piece. I don't even need it hooked up. Just people come over for dinner, and here's the urinal over here again, and the kitchen's over this way, and this is the
opposite coat sides.
Closet. Yeah. This is the coat closet. Yeah.
I do not think that people that are not from Alaska or even interior Alaska will really understand what big deal it is that you are building a house that's going to have running water. You're still going to have an outhouse, granted.
Yep, we dug one. My buddy had a backhoe and he dug it for us. Nice. And it's like, I could die falling into this thing. It was like 9-10 feet deep. I'm like, I'm going to put some logs in there so I can climb out if anything falls in there. And then he dug a double holer because I'm building an amphitheater out there. And we need a double holer outhouse just to accommodate, you know.
Oh, so you're building an amphitheater so you can have some concerts?
Yeah.
Great idea.
Yeah, it'll seat like almost 200 people.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're putting logs out and
yeah, I got some beams terracing. And stuff. Yeah, and I basically took all the thrash off my hill because I'm on the side of a hill and I pushed it down to the bottom. I built a big wall with it and then I put some dirt on it and now it's like a big backdrop for the stage and then it's facing up the hill. Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, it's going to be a couple years in the making. You know, I don't think the wife's going to let me dump any more money into it till the house is built. You know,
yeah.
Priorities, evidently.
Priorities. Build the house, then focus on the amphitheater.
Yeah, but she's right.
Yeah. That's why you married her.
Yes, I know. She's always right. I know you're listening. You're right. And I love you.
And we now have that recorded. You're right.
Damn it. It's going to be on repeat. It's going to be our ringtone. I call her up. You're right. You're right. You're right. Oh, Russ is calling me. I wrote this song for you, baby, though. Because she's my baby. Go so far to find me a woman like the one you are. Well, I've known, yeah, I know, baby, you're the one. Through the rain, the sleet, the snow, and Waikiki under the sun, it will grow. And I know, yeah, I know. And there's times I look inside, girl, and I can see your beautiful smile. And there's times I can't deny it that it is hard to be away from you for a while. Well, I know, yeah, I know, yeah, you're the one. Big blue eyes, I love you, baby, yeah, it's no surprise. I never wanna see an ounce of pain. Now I'm always gonna go back to the refrain. Oh, and there's times I can't deny it that it is hard to be away from you for a while. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Well, no. Yeah, girl, you're the one. Blow, daddy, come on. One. Baby, you're the one.
love song to Fairbanks and mm-hmm. your love song to...
She settled for a ukulele bear. Thanks, she baby. Settled. That cha-cha-cha was for you.
Did you meet your wife in Maine? Or...
I did.
Yeah, okay. Because you're originally from Maine.
Yeah, we moved out here together. I am ported.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. Good.
Yeah. It was a good thing, you know?
And Maine and Alaska are not that much different, I wouldn't think.
No, there's a lot of similarities, yeah. But, you know, it's I think the disparity in the economics is the difference. There's not a lot going on there, and wages are really low, and there's not a lot of opportunity for a lot of people, and, you know, the work ethic is crazy. Like, people are just crazy about going to work, you know? So if you don't show up one day, there's 10 guys in line going, I'll do it, you know, kind of thing, yeah. So it's really competitive, and I really liked it, and I spent... you know, 26 years there.
Yeah.
You know, 25 years. And it's always going to be, like, you know, have a special place in my heart. But Alaska's my home now. I'm not leaving. I own property. You guys are stuck with me.
And you go back sometimes to Maine and do some gigs
there,
too?
Yeah, I go back to the East Coast and I do gigs. Mm-hmm. Last year, I went from Maine to Florida and I played shows. And then
And you went to Australia?
I've been twice now and yeah. I just got invited back to go for a third time. And back to New Zealand again. I went to New Zealand this last winter to go play.
And yeah. That's for the Australian Ukulele Summit.
Yeah, the last two times I was at the Melbourne Ukulele Festival, yeah. And right now I'm not allowed to announce the next festival I'm playing at yet because the big hoo ha hasn't come out, you know,
okay.
And everything. So,
okay. Well,
yeah,
we
but
won't do that yet.
I'm gonna go back in March, April to go do that. You know, I was hoping it'd be January. You know,
right.
That's what I want.
So there is a whole festival.
There's
of
several
ukuleles. Mm-hmm. At least the one that you go to in Melbourne.
Melbourne, yeah.
How many of them?
God,
how many
I know there's
ukulele players.
Seven or eight
there?
Festivals just on the east coast of Australia that hire international acts.
So when you get together at a festival, is it you all play on stage at once for the big finale?
Sometimes they do that, but not the Melbourne one. No, I just did a slot at the evening okay. concert, and then I have to teach a clinic. When uh-huh. I'm there, and that's pretty much, and I just mingle, you know, I'm supposed to make myself available, you know, uh-huh. which is fun, you know, I just get to hang out, and, you know, there's no ukulele people here, there's relatively very few ukulele people here, so it's interesting to go to a place at a country where it's massive. I mean, ukulele is the thing over there.
Really?
Yeah, there in New Zealand, it's just blown up.
When same did with, that come about?
Over this last, like, 10 years, huh. or like seven years or so, all these festivals popped up. You know, and I'm doing something a little different, so it's kind of cool that I get to go there and be the sore thumb. Yeah.
What? They're not going down the funk, heavy metal, reggae alley?
Not really. Like, a lot of the times, there's some people who are doing some stuff like that, but a lot of times you'll hear a lot of ragtime and old-timey mm-hmm. stuff and, you know, the Hawaiian music and, you know, beautiful instrumentals and whatnot. Yeah, but... yeah, there's very few entertainers, and there were a couple of the ones I was at, and it was really great to see, like, people with good shticks, you know? They were very funny. One guy had a horsehair he tied to a ukulele string. He kept pulling it out and making, like, techno beats with it, and it was like, I was cackling in the back of the concert venue. The place was silent, and I'm like, oh, my God! And everybody looked back, and they're like, they're like, we saw ultimate joy in your face, Russ. Like, I couldn't contain myself, you know? So there's a lot of amazing talent over there too, and
you're the big furry bearded guy from Alaska.
Yeah, they're like, he kills things and eats them.
They do that there too.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, it's mostly ruse and stuff. Yeah. But it's interesting because it's hard to get a hunting license to go do it. The government hires certain people to go cull them.
Oh.
It's kind of like the aerial hunts that they do here with the state.
I mean, because I know that I've seen shows on PBS where the kangaroos are...
oh, they're a road hazard.
A road hazard.
Yeah.
You hit one of those and you've messed up
Yeah, it's
up
like hitting
car.
A big white-tailed deer mm-hmm. or bigger, you know, and they're vertical instead of horizontal like an ungulate, yeah. you know? So they really kind of mess up things.
Yeah, yeah.
Wombats are the other thing people hit. Over there.
Oh, how big are wombats?
They get about like 80, 90 pounds.
Oh.
You know, they're like little tanks. It was my dream. I had my bucket list was to mm-hmm. cup a wombat's behind. It was on the list. And I actually got to go to a petting zoo at a petting zoo portion of one of the zoos, the conservation centers where they raise money for uh-huh. these animals. And I got to like hang out with one, and I not only get to like fondle a little bit, I got to like scratch it. It was like a dog. I was scratching its butt, and it was kicking its leg and stuff. It was great.
And so, is there a song about a wombat?
Oh God,
yet?
I should write one, shouldn't
you
I?
You have to.
Cupping a wombat's behind. Hey, it's the simple things in life.
It is.
Right?
It is.
America? America. Yeah. All right.
The band is still really behind you, Russ.
Yeah, they're
really
always
behind you.
At least 56%.
Yeah,
50%, 2% of the time. Do the math on that one.
It's Ukulele Russ and the Fairbanks All-Stars here on KUAC's Alaska Live. It's great to have you here, and I think I've heard some new songs that I've never heard you do, and that's exciting, too.
Yeah.
You're constantly writing, right?
Yeah, I'm trying. When it comes to me, it's like I need inspirato. I can't just sit down and go, I'm going to write a song. I can't do that.
That doesn't work for you.
No, it just has to happen. I'll just hear it in my head like the Carnivorous Moose thing. Yeah. That came after I got charged last year.
Oh, right. How did that work out?
The getting charged?
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was great. Other than, you know, I was wearing hip boots and I jumped into a creek that was deeper than my hip boots.
Oh.
Yeah.
Then they become buckets.
Yeah, they become, lead weights of water, and my feet half rotted off. And it was great. Yeah. Thank you, Moose.
Did you say that you had gotten charged by a bear recently also?
Yes. Yeah. I was out hunting and, up in the Alaska Ranch in the Clearwater Creek control use area.
And you were hunting caribou?
I was hunting bear at that point. So, so it was like, but I didn't expect it to come at me like that because it came through camp and my buddy couldn't get to the shotgun in time, so he left a warning shot. Well, it was more like, the race is on! And the thing took off, and I was up in a valley above it, and the thing ran straight towards me up over the hill. And me and the Sheltie we're down to the bottom of the valley because I've been looking at it for a while. There's nothing in there, so we're climbing back out, and I hear, rah, 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 and it comes up over the crest of the mountain straight down towards me. Yeah, so.
And they can move.
It was moving about 30 miles per hour. It was fast and foaming at the mouth because it just ran a mile and a half from my friend. Yeah, it was wonderful. Then my Sheltie got loose, and decided to run circles in front of the bear, and I'm kneeling down going, come on, boy, come back over here, because I couldn't take a shot at the bear because my dog's already run off, Yeah, it was fun. And the bear's like looking at me, looking at the dog, looking at me. He's like, fuzzy bear. I mean, fuzzy thing. Guy with gun. Fuzzy thing, guy with gun. Bye.
Snack.
Yeah,
bye.
No, it ran off. So I was really lucky. And by the time I got the dog, he was 500, 400 yards out and moving. I was like, yeah, he's fine. He's free. You get to go. I was just happy to be alive.
Indeed. Mm. Were you close enough to smell the bear?
It was about 70 yards. Mm-hmm. That's about, 2 seconds for it to get to me. Yeah. Scary.
There's a lot of tourists out there getting in trouble by trying to shoot the selfie with wildlife.
Yes, I've been reading articles about that. They're giving out Darwin Awards.
You should maybe write another song for your PSA about not shooting selfies with any wildlife.
Or that California a couple years ago, they found his camera in the park and his carcass, and it's like, picture of a bear. Picture of bear closer. Picture of bear closer. Picture of bear looking at camera. Picture of all bear.
Yeah.
Done. End of pictures.
End of pictures. End of story. It just really did. Picture says 1,000 words right there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we've got time for one or two more. Your choice.
Two more. What do you guys want to do?
Oh, does the band get a say in it?
Get a say?
They say two thumbs up, everybody.
They really hate me.
They're smiling at you.
Yeah.
Grinning.
It's all fake. It's all fake. I think that's just for the cameras, guys.
And radio audience, the grins are a little forced.
They are forced.
But they sound good.
Those grins sound great, boys. Excuse me. I have to do a Chinese song for a moment called Tuning. Tuning.
You tune because you care. It's okay.
I tune because I care. It's a ukulele. It wants to be on a beach, 80 degrees. It's 80% humidity.
Instead, it just keeps getting warmer in here.
Yeah. And as you can see, I've worn a hole in my ukulele. Ooh. So I'm not gentle with it. Every band needs a song about drugs, all right? And if you're going to be cool, like 70s rock and roll, 80s rock and roll, it's got to be cocaine, right? And if I was in the band Flock of Seagulls, that guy with the haircut, the double scoop, my question always has been, how much cocaine do you have to do to want a haircut like that? And I found out what the correct answer was. Somebody told me,
a lot.
And that was close. But the real answer is, all of it. Slip. Won't pass it up. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Come on, man, better.
sniff your coat, better take care. Give me the coat, give me the dope, oh no. Everybody gonna blow your nose. Give me the coat, give me the dope, so oh, blow your nose. Give me the coat, give me the dope, oh no. Blow your nose, oh, give me that coat, give me that dope. TV from 1983. Brought to the pawn shop, $5 bill. And I go to my guy, you know, your dude, the man. I say, I'm broke as a joke, yeah. From doing too much, you go. I'm broke as a joke, yeah. From doing all your blow, yeah. Oh no, blow your nose, gonna give me the snow. Give me the yo, oh no, blow your nose, yeah. Give me the coke, give me the snow, oh no, blow your nose. Give me that coke, give me the snow. Give me that blow, give me the yo. Give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that coke.
If we can let the drugs have the last say.
Okay.
You all right.
It's fine.
You
we just figured every
Russ.
Band, every band that plays bars, you gotta have one.
Oh yeah.
You gotta
oh,
have
yeah.
one. We have four. Count them.
Well,
there's two.
What's the finale here from Ukulele Russ and the Fairbanks All Stars?
Okay. Something funky. Thank you.
covers, and I just hear the wind blow. Say, oh, don't you wanna go? Come on down under here and play my ukulele show. Oh, don't you wanna go down under, man? Steven said it best, and our tube is ukuleletherust.com. Shameless self-promotion. I say, oh, don't you wanna go? Come on down under, yeah, and play my show. Oh, 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 don't you wanna go where there's no, oh, 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 no ice and snow. Thank you, Alaska Live. And cha-cha-cha.
Frank Gamboa sax, Jeremiah Bakken bass, Anthony Smith drums, and Ukulele Russ singing and playing the ukulele and writing the songs. Ukulele Russ and the Fairbanks All-Stars, thank you so much.
Thank you. Medica.
I'm your host. I'm Lori Neufeld for Alaska Live here on KUAC. Support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC is made possible by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, strengthening the community through support of the arts.